première écoute. Retour sur le festival la première fois, 16e édition.
So, the movie we present is from Carsten and me. I'm Susanna. And sadly, he can't be here with us, but I try to include a bit his perspectives. And Carsten is coming from the direction of art and me more from anthropology. And we met in Halle at the program and created this movie, like the short movie Basilisk, within a year. So we had these different perspectives. And me and like how it continued, because it was like our first bigger movie. And now I'm studying in Berlin at a self-organized film school and continuing with new projects, with new film projects I want to realize.
And can you walk us through the creation of this movie with Carsten?
Yeah, the process was really like close, and like we got to know each other through creating this movie. It was really interesting, and in the beginning we were researching a lot and found then at some point this legend of the basilisk. I can sum up maybe the myth of the basilisk, because the myth of the basilisk, I mean, it throughout Europe, or it's a European legend of a creature, like a mix between different animals, and there are different combinations, often like a snake and a goat, but also other combinations. And in Halle, which has a long history of mines, there's the history that the basilisk closed a salt mine on an important day for the Christians to kind of support like the poorer part or the precarious part of the society, because the rich people of the mine, like the owners of the mine, didn't pay their like money or the salaries to the people. And the basilisk closed this mine, and this was a huge like problem. And then the end of the story is that someone, because if a basilisk look at you, you die immediately, and somebody puts a mirror and the basilisk kills themselves. Yeah, we decided, like we, through the research process, we encountered this legend, and we thought there are like many layers of like protest also against like ownership and Christianity, religion, the power of it. And we took this myth to project some moments of our lives on this legend. And it was a very intense year, or it was also very full of frictions and full of a lot of conversations and a lot of research, but it was also very fruitful, also with the other protagonists which are in the movie. Yeah, we tried to kind of create an encounter and use this movie as a purpose to talk about this legend and ourselves.
And so you define your documentary as an audiovisual journey through inner and outer landscapes. Can you develop?
Yes. yeah, we kind of try to experiment a lot audiovisual throughout the whole process of preparation and researching, but also through creating and filming and recording. And I think we try to include a lot of layers, like on one hand side, which is the core of the movie, is the basilisk. And this we try to create throughout the movie with different attributes, like through the poem of Maziar, also like from Maxi, the Foley artist, she imagined how the basilisk sounds, so it's also on the sound. And also us, but not really a lot, like we are not in the focus of visually in the movie, because we kind of wanted to show more or to dissolve the limits between us human and nature, to kind of dissolve this contrary maybe which we constructed. And the basilisk unifies everything. And I mean, another layer is also the stories we tell, and we kind of, I think, create our own inner landscapes through our life, with what we live and our experiences, and that we have inside.
Yeah, it's true that you talk a lot about the armor that you have to wear to protect yourselves from discrimination.
Yeah, because we were first thinking a lot about like the outer, the legend of Basilisk, and we were like interpreting it and thinking for what it can stay. And I think throughout the process, and also on the day we talked with Maxi and Masia and Carsten, like we all together, we realized like that actually we have all the basilisk in ourselves, and kind of a superpower, or we called it a bit a superpower, that we can stand like different life moments, discrimination or loss, and yeah, that the basilisk is actually in us and not something symbolic outside, or that we don't need somebody to come to help. Like, we need to take care of each other, but we don't need a person who save us. Like, it's us.
Yeah. You were talking about nature, and it's true that in the movie we can see a lot of close-ups, shots of nature. And we can also feel that you made a big work around textures and the sounds of this nature that we can see very closely.
Yeah, I think on one hand side, to dissolve what I said before, the like constructed maybe a division between human and nature, and we tried also to show like disrupted nature, which is made by us. For example, in the first part, we are in an old mine close to Halle, because in Halle there are a lot of mines like still working, but also older ones. And the basilisk, the myth in Halle, is actually about a mine. So we try to find parts of the basilisk in nature, and also like, for example, the textures. Yeah, we try to create through the textures the basilisk in a way, through the sound, but also that you kind of have the how you say, like fish skin. We imagine like this, like, and the night also, which is dark, and we try to create through these aspects the basilisk. And meanwhile, we are kind of part of this nature, and we tell our stories, but that it dissolves a bit who is speaking and is unified through the basilisk.
And towards the end of the movie, we can see the person in the forest that is creating the sounding of the movie.
Yeah, this is Maxi, and she's a Foley artist. And it's also something I learned through the creation of the movie. She's kind of recording analog sounds in movies, like almost every movie has it, like for example touching and steps, I don't know how is it in French called, And very little people do it, but actually every movie has it. Like in Germany, she told us that there are 10 to 15 people working as Foley artists. And she has like, it's really crazy. It was so interesting and admiring. She has like a big room and then there are like mountains of different shoes, different furniture, water. And she's kind of recording the sounds for movies, like also animals, like yeah, all the, I don't know the, yeah, I don't know again the English word, the sounds, which is more important to record, like so detailed with a recorder. And she kind of imagined how the basilisk can sound, and this you see in the movie through a small like performance where she actually uses all the things she used to record the sound of the basilisk. I think the ideas, I mean, there are different interpretation, and I think every is fine, but the idea was that we are all for the basilisk. And that nature is basilisk, that it's not kind of materialized or something, that the basilisk is in a way everywhere.
And for the recording process, was it very planned in advance? Or like, did you discover what you wanted to film through maybe visiting some landscapes? Did you really organize and find the story through the editing?
I mean, we planned in advance the encounter because we live in different places. So kind of we planned to meet for the talk, for the conversation between us four. And we prepared also before in a way because we didn't know all of each other. Like Carsten, I mean, knew Maxi, and me, I knew Maziar, but not all also four, so it was also exciting because it's very personal that we kind of tried to create an intimate setting, and it was really nice and beautiful, the talk. And we scouted the places we wanted to film. They're all around Halle, the small city in Germany. We wanted to, yeah, to work with also in a way with disrupted nature, which is, for example, the mine. And all the others are actually close to a canal, which they never finished. And there are a lot of different landscapes, but it's also very human made in a way and wild, like this in between. And we, like all the three others are filmed there, and we, yeah, we decided beforehand where we want to film. But I enjoyed it also a lot in the summer, going around and looking for places. And we had kind of different, like the editing process you asked. Carsten and me edited and Max did the sound. Yeah, we had an idea beforehand and I think it gave us a orientation, like different layers maybe of narratives we wanted to tell. But at the end, you have this material and you create also a very, like always a new movie, and it's not like you imagined. So I think a lot is, was also created through the editing process. But the idea beforehand gave us an orientation. And yeah, and I think the idea also as a director to kind of go away from back behind the camera to expose ourselves also and to kind of work together. That was the idea, to collaborate.
Un podcast de Juliette Tabitch.